Hi everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. We're walking our way through the crucifixion narrative in John, and it's hard and I'm sorry, but it's also so beautiful. And it's the reason I'm here today, to be able to pray for you. So we're in John chapter 19, verses 28 through 37 in the International Children's Bible, ICB. This is what it says. After this, Jesus knew that everything had been done. To make the scriptures come true, he said, "I am thirsty." There was a jar full of vinegar there, so the soldiers soaked a sponge in it. Then they put the sponge on a branch of a hyssop plant and lifted it to Jesus' mouth. Jesus tasted the vinegar, then he said, "It is finished." He bowed his head and died. This day was preparation day. The next day was a special Sabbath day. The Jews did not want the bodies to stay on the cross on the Sabbath day. So they asked Pilate to order that the legs of the men be broken and the bodies be taken away. So the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first man on the cross beside Jesus. Then they broke the legs of the man on the other side of the cross beside Jesus. But when the soldiers came to Jesus, they saw that he was already dead. So they did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers stuck his spear into Jesus' side. At once, blood and water came out of it. The one who saw this happen has told about it. The things he says are true. He knows that he tells the truth. He told about it so that you also can believe. These things happen to make the scripture come true. Not one of his bones will be broken. And another scripture said, "They will look at the one they have stabbed." Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, as I study your word and as I look back in the Old Testament, I see how many prophecies you are fulfilling even in your death. You are so, it was such a beautiful thing to see how perfectly you matched up with all those, especially those Isaiah prophecies. Thank you for being who you are. Thank you for making it obvious. I know that it's always confounded me to read through the narratives of the Gospels and to say, why can't they see who this is? But I've got retrospect. I know the whole story from front to back, but those who are in the middle of the story did not have the end of the story. They did not understand that you came to die for sin and that you would rise again to conquer death, and that your resurrection would prove, beside all the other signs that you did, would prove who you are, the Son of God. So I also see that as you're on the cross, you have, you're still also 100% God, 100% man. That hypostatic union is still happening because you had thirst. And I'm also reminded in this passage about the cruelty of crucifixion, Jesus, that crucifixion was not a death that would happen just because you're bleeding from your hands and your feet, that you didn't bleed to death, that you couldn't breathe. Because in order to breathe, you had to push yourself up on those basically giant railroad ties and cause yourself to get to an upper position so that your lungs could fill with air. And so the reason that they broke legs is if your legs were broken, you could no longer stand up on that peg and take a breath. And those two people on either side of you, Jesus, were still alive. And their legs were broken so that they would just finally die. And yet you had already breathed your last. And your beautiful words, "It is finished." And then you bowed your head as if you were bowing before God the Father, which is just such a beautiful image. The crown of thorns still on your head. And all the prophecies about people bargaining for your clothes and a spear going into your side and not one of your bones be broken. And like a lamb before the shearers, you were going to be silent. And among robbers, you are going to be killed. It's just so beautiful and powerful. And I am so thankful that the Word of God is living and active and shows us this great, grand narrative. So Jesus, we just stand in awe of you. We're so grateful. We're so grateful for what you've done. And we continue to live in that posture. Help us today to think of when we're in the middle of a pain, middle of a worry, middle of complicated relationships, that we would see what you've done and take heart. We should take heart because you have overcome the world. We should take heart because you have overcome sin. We should take heart because there will be a new heavens and a new earth where there will be no more crying. We choose to take heart today in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Again, you are a blessing to me. I can't believe you spend time with me every single day. I'm so tickled and grateful. And I'm thankful that we can have this little moment together, this little holy moment of prayer. If you'd like to help out the podcast, if you could leave a review on iTunes or Stitcher, just two or three sentences will do. This helps elevate the status of this podcast in iTunes. And let me tell you this. The biggest category in iTunes is religious. And so it's very hard to rise in the charts on the religious side unless I get some more little reviews. So if you have a little bit of time today, I'd appreciate you do that. Thanks so much and have a great day.